you all.
Welcome to Coffee and Combos, the fighting game podcast that catches you up with all the big news happening every week in the fighting game community. I'm your host, Tyler, and with me, he's back again, is Carter.
All right, just got to get this out of the way right off the top, Ty, because I know they hear everything. They're like Big Brother. Riot Games, if you need us to shill this thing, I'll accept a payment in a public pool full of gold coins that I can swim through like I'm Scrooge McDuck.
I, too, am not above this. Thank you for listening. This podcast will feature three rounds, first, second, and final. Each round, we will discuss a topic of interest centered around fighting games.
In round number one, we talk Grand Blue Fantasy Versus. With a triple-digit character stable that Grand Blue boasts, I'm sure no one's going to complain about the 11 characters they chose for the base roster. Esports, esports, esports. Riot Games has arrived in the FGC, and boy, are they in for a rude awakening when they find out just how cheap and unprofitable our community is. We talk Project L, round number two. And as always in round number three, we reach into the listener mail dungeon to read your questions and concerns regarding Project L, and how Riot pulling up with dump trucks full of unmarked bills to pro players' lawns will affect the landscape of the FGC. All that plus the Tekken God Prime Challenge and what were they thinking, but first, let's get it underway with round number one.
Fighters ready. Engage.
All right, Carter, let's talk about Grand Blue Fantasy Versus.
This is the big thing on everyone's mind right now, Ty.
Before we dive into round two and get really into Project L, I want to touch on Grand Blue Fantasy Versus.
I
want
to talk on Project GBFV.
GBFV, just for a quick little sec. It showed its full roster and two new characters. So its full roster coming to be 11 characters. That's Grand, Lancelot, Fairy, Charlotta, Percival, Ladiva, Matera, Catalina, and now they showed Zeta, which is some girl with a lance.
That shoots laser beams, don't forget that.
That's true, the lance does shoot laser beams.
Very crucial to mention the laser beams.
She is like air combat kind of thing. She does a lot of air stuff.
I would like to rewind for a second and go back to 11 characters, Ty, which was confirmed by the Japanese box art.
Yes, they also did confirm that there would only be 11 at launch.
It's crazy 11 to me, just like, now that I've delved into this and I know, like, the extent of Grand Blue, I can't help but be disappointed because 11 of the 100 characters they have is just, I feel so unsatisfied, you know?
And it's a simple game for the most part, right?
Yeah, it's not. I can't imagine these characters took too long to put together, Ty. They look beautiful, but they have like eight move lists. So I found it odd that 11 at launch, because, you know, you got to think of like that. How are they going to be pumping out characters for this game then?
They have said that they will be doing character packs, I believe.
Yes. So it leads you to kind of believe that it might be kind of one of those, let's hold off on some of the beloved ones, pump them out after release.
Yeah, because there is also another Grand Blue Fantasy game coming out that is like a classic RPG. Some of the main characters in your party are not in this versus game.
Yeah, I understand that fighting games are an awkward thing to balance and all of this, but Arxis is pretty well developed, and I feel like they must be holding out, because it just seems so small, especially for an Arxis game.
I wouldn't put it past the Grand Blue Fantasy guys to put like fan favorites behind the paywall.
Yeah, that's just where I know I'm obviously the most cynical person ever, but you know, I just like to think that all corporations are evil, Ty.
Of course. I mean, that's the safe bet, right?
It's always the safe bet. All right, but back into old Zeta, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, her design is the worst.
It's so generic. It's just, it's girl with staff. I can't...
Girl with staff, and she has armor, but why does she have a frilly skirt and ample cleavage and midriff showing?
It's just one of those, like, all right, what do people like? Okay, here we go, checking off all the boxes.
Yep.
Outside of, laser beam staff, like, I can't really, nothing comes immediately to mind.
Yeah, she looks fun, but she's not like my character. I'm still Catalina or even Matera more.
Yeah, Zeta, she's a member of the Society, Ty.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that means quite yet, but she's supposed to be like, yeah, some primal beast hunter. I do not get that from this character.
No. The way she looks, no.
No, she looks like a Sailor Moon character.
Yeah, that's exactly what she's very Sailor Moon-esque, you're right. But her partner, who is also shown, Vaisraga.
This guy.
Dude, he looks like a monster hunter. Holy Jesus, this guy is scary.
So it's her direct partner. I don't know in what way. I don't know if they're sexual yet, Ty. But
if they're lovey.
Yes, but they're partners. He and he wields a gigantic scythe. He looks to be about 10 feet tall. He's head to toe in armor. He's jacked.
You can see his
chest,
like his abs.
Sorry, not head to toe, massive. I suppose. His head, his toes, and his hands have armor, but you got to show off those pecs if you have them, you know.
Yeah. Now, there's this one thing I want to read here about Vaisraga. It says that inability to feel pain makes for an overwhelmingly aggressive fighting style. Opponents are advised to approach with extreme caution. Does he just have armor the whole time?
That's what I was thinking. That's what immediately came to mind was, is this guy going to just be super armored up, walking through everything?
That would be hilarious.
I hope so.
Now you're just ready for dumb shit?
I just want them to just, start throwing shit at the wall. I want this guy to just be, all right, how do we play against this guy? I don't know. We just create distance and spam shit at him because that's all you can do.
Yeah, it seems like he's got the frame of a grappler, but no grapples.
Yeah, and he seems to do a lot of slicing and dicing and clawing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a claw gauntlet, and he just fucks you up.
Yeah, both these character supers actually look pretty sweet. His was kind of like a Berserker Barrage-style Wolverine clawing into bringing down the Magneto pillars, actually. He's a combination of my two Marvel characters. This is getting... And Gigantic Tie... This is my main. Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. When I saw him, I was like, this checks out for Carter.
I know. As soon as I saw him, I was like, everyone's going to play this fuck character. And I was like, I'm going to play this character.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's going to play him. He's so edgy.
Yeah. He checks off the Edgelord boxes, which were not filled for this game yet. So, fortunately.
Not quite. Thank God.
People were going to be jumping from Lancelot right over to this guy.
That's so true. Lancelot, I guess, was the only other guy who looked kind of edgy.
Yeah, and so now the Edgelords have a place to rest their head.
Now, thank God, they have their giant scythe. Other than this whole 11-people roster, these two new characters announced, they also have set the release date for the Japanese release date. So February 6, 2020. If I'm guessing the Western release date, I'm going to say... It's either really close, it always happens like a flip of a coin. It's either a month or two away, or it's in December at the end of the year.
Yeah, there's no in between. Or they'll pull a Tekken and it'll just be in Japan for like 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. So my guess is we will either get this around April or May or in December. So hope for sooner.
I'm ready for that. It'll tide me over till we get Guilty Gear, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know. Carter, of these 11, I just want to finish it off like this. Out of these 11 characters, who's?
It's pretty obvious, I think, for me. I'm drawn towards Vaisraga and Ladiva.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And oddly, Percival.
Percival's cool, man.
I always loved like the stupid-ass character who just... People don't play, and he seems like he might be that guy.
Percival's cool. I think people will play Percival a lot, actually.
Yeah, then the more I said that, the more I realized that that's actually going to be Charlotta.
You know who they didn't talk about here, or I didn't talk about? Loane, the Loane bros.
Oh, yes. Sorry, that is who I meant. Not Percival.
Yes, because Percival, I think, is also another character that you'd play, who's just the giant, tall, evil guy with fire.
Yes, sorry, but I did confuse Percival with
with the Loane Bros.
The Loane Bros. That is who I am drawn towards, because he looks like the stupid character no one will play.
That's true. He looks like overly complicated for the 10 moves he'll have.
And that's starting to be my new niche, Ty. I'm I'm starting to be being a little creepy guy.
You like being the, what, overly complicated guy?
Overly complicated, the intimidating character. It's begun to draw me in.
You like a challenge.
Like a moth to a flame. Because I'm not very good at it, so very much like a moth to a flame, you know?
Well, that's nice, I guess. So I'm looking forward to seeing your moth go up against the Loane flame and just, what, die?
Absolutely. And then, you know, I'll end up playing Versaraga. But, Ty, I want to know who you're looking at. Are you sticking to your guns? Are you a Catalina wine mixer?
I'm a Catalina wine mixer and Matera. I really like the whole bow thing with Matera, but other than that, Percival. But yeah, I think it's just Catalina, really. No one else is sort of...
She clicked with you. I really saw that. I saw that. I felt it even. Yeah. And that doesn't...
You felt it in your bones.
That doesn't feel right when you seem to click with a character, you know?
Right. That never happens.
No, you... As much as we talk about my character crisis, I'd argue yours is worse.
Yeah, because I stick with them for too long and then never get anywhere, and then I move on to someone else for too long and never get anywhere.
Yeah, you leave your past loves in the dust. You delete their Facebook. You unfollow them from Instagram. You try not to think about them, and you just focus on your new love, Ty.
Yeah, and then it ruins me when I try and go back.
Me, I'm always dipping and dabbing, you know?
That's true, true. You got all the Instagrams.
Yeah, I'm following everyone.
Nobody blink! All right, let's dig into the meat, Carter.
The meat.
Let's dig right into the meat, baby.
Ty, I hate how excited I am.
Let's talk about Riot Games finally showing their League of Legends fighting game, known right now as Project L.
Let's get this out of the way. I hate the name Project L. It's trying to be way too cool. It's trying to be all like...
secretive.
Yeah, this isn't a covert ops. So we're calling this League of Fighters Z.
Sure, League of Fighters Z.
Oh, God. Riot Games just walked in, wrapped some piano wire on Ty's throat.
It's Project L, son of a bitch.
It is a covert ops, motherfucker.
Let's talk about what we have seen so far, because there's not really much to go on. So this will basically just be Carter and I telling you what's going to happen with Project L. Because I've got some pretty good ideas of...
We have speculation and we have a feeling, yeah. But let's give the brass tacks here, right to the facts.
Yeah.
So this game, it's been rumored for so long. Since Riot purchased Radiant Entertainment in March of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And they were making a little game called Rising Thunder. And Rising Thunder is a one-button special move with cooldowns. And many of you go, like Granblue Fantasy Versus is. But no.
Yes.
But no, Granblue Fantasy Versus was much after Rising Thunder. So this was kind of like a very unique idea at the time. So there were no DP or quarter circle motions, and it was just one button. And doesn't this remind you a bit of a MOBA?
Yes, it does. One might say it reminds me of a mobile MOBA, even.
A mobile MOBA, exactly. You have your four buttons, you can touch them, and the move comes out. And this company was founded by Tom and Tony Cannon, who are the co-founders of Evo and GGPO developers. So it's there's a lot of good things about this game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, obviously I hate one-button specials. We all know this. Well, I'm not sure we all do, but you know this.
I know this.
And... really, everything sounds amazing to me outside of that.
Oh,
for what?
Project L?
For Project L's, like, initial setup.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, like, the last 4 years. That's kind of what we've been having in our head until we actually got visual.
Right. Rising Thunder was something back in 2015.
Yeah, so 4 years of speculation and 4 years of being like, what did Rising Thunder have that would translate to this new game?
So, I think just like our Grand Blue Fantasy versus round one and the way it plays, I don't think League of Legends is going to be too far off because, actually, you know, I want to talk real quick about this quote that Seth Killian had about Rising Thunder back in 2015 and how this is, if he still has this mentality, it's not good for Project L.
Let's hear it.
His quote was, "I don't know if Counter-Strike would be better if, you know, to throw a grenade, you had to do a 360 motion with the mouse. You could make that game, and it would change the game, and that would that would have impact on gameplay, but does it make it a better game? Not that I can tell."
That is an absurd train of thought.
Where is this comparison coming from?
You're drawing comparison to a difficulty of input in fighting games to a trick shot in a shooting game. And so, I really hope that mentality did not stick. Because it just, it trivializes one of the most interesting parts of fighting games, which is execution.
Yeah, I really hope that Riot's not looking, or wasn't looking at Rising Thunder and was like, you know what? The best parts of this are the simplicity. That's how we get the people in.
No one has ever said they love how simple this game is with fighting games, I don't think.
No.
I think people like how easy games are to get into, but no one likes simplicity.
Yeah, because you overcome simplicity so fast, right?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the things that we've seen in this game, and if they look simple at first glance, I guess.
Yeah, so like mechanically, it's all very fighting games. We have health bars, we have stun mm-hmm. gauges, we have round mm-hmm. timers, we have round counters. There's a bar with four segments at the bottom, similar to like a Street Fighter EX bar.
Yeah.
And these were what I was wondering, if these are going to count as like EX, because there is a scene in which Katarina Shun Po's and then uses a bar and it makes it an EX move. But I don't know if that is just part of a cooldown system or if it was a use of an EX meter. It's very hard to tell.
Yeah, because if they're making a League of Legends fighting game, they still want the identity of League of Legends to sort of translate well into this fighting game. So I was thinking that the Grand Blue Fantasy versus style of this, where you have, you know, things on cooldown and then you can do a harder input to make your things go off cooldown quicker, that's sort of like very League of Legends-esque, right? I think, like you were saying, the whole 10 move list back to Grand Blue is going to be the case here in Project L.
Yeah, so I'm fine with that. I'm absolutely fine with that. I just fear for, simplicity's sake, which obviously is something I fear for in every game no matter what. I just don't want it to become stale so fast for veteran players.
Yeah, so like, say take Darius, who is in the game, for example. He has what? The spinny, the grapple, the dunk.
And a pull then, in. Yeah, he has a pull in with his axe. He has a spin around with his axe. He has a dunk with his axe. And he has a cripple where he cuts their ankles.
The cripple. That's what it is. And it slows him down. So then it's like, hey, there's Darius's move list. Now what else do we add?
Yeah, so are they just going to add a light, heavy, medium? That's kind of where I'm sitting with it. Because Riot is going to be throwing so much money at this game. They're going to they have so much money to throw at this game. So people are going to play this game. The best players are going to play this game. The Sonic Foxes, the Tokidos, probably the all of those, because it's just going to be comparatively to their $10,000, $15,000 prize pools. We're about to see like $150,000, $200,000 prize pools.
This will be huge.
It's a different world, yeah. It's going to change the landscape so significantly that I don't want it to become immediately stale. Like, we've seen everything that the characters are capable of in, you know, the first year of the game. That is a fear, because this game it's going to be huge. There's no way it's not going to be huge.
I read somewhere that in 2017 or 2018, League of Legends made Riot like $2.1 billion in the year. So they're obviously going to use that money in a League of Legends fighting game, right?
And no one can compete with that. No,
no one.
No one can compete with that sort of money, especially in an esports environment where Riot is essentially king.
Exactly. And that means if they are king and they're bringing their sort of their child to play in the fighting game park.
Yeah, this is like a celebrity is bringing their son to this fucking suburban shit school.
Exactly. So this kid's going to show up at the park with his own park.
Yeah, he's going to. This place is about to get tricked out, guys, and there's nothing we can do about it. So we might as well just accept it and try to become his best friend.
I am basically ready to.
I want an invite to that birthday party.
Stand beside Riot.
Yeah.
And say their game is the greatest
game of
all time.
Despite all those horrible things that came out, Riot, I'm here for you.
See, that's the thing. Is with these companies being so garbage. I hope this is Riot's up and up and they've learned from their shitty workplace mistakes and them being just garbage people who run that company.
Yeah, that is always a concern, but Ty, money talks.
You got to wrestle with your morals.
And I ain't got none.
And Carter ain't got none.
And
so
I'll drag Ty
money.
With me.
Let's move away from money, but I'm sure it'll definitely come up
right
again.
Come right back to it, yep.
The characters that are shown right now, we got Katarina, Darius, Ahri, and?
Jinx,
that's it. And then someone saw a concept art of Ryze.
I did hear something about that also. I actually haven't seen it yet, but we didn't see Ryze in movement. We saw the other four actually in the game doing their thing. Ryze is a safe bet because he's a classic character who they've always kind of set in the forefront, because I believe one of the head creators,
the co-founders,
yeah, so yeah. You can, it's safe to assume Ryze and Tryndamere will both be in the
Tryndamere
game.
yes. See, I'm thinking about this because we're going back to money.
Let's go back to money. We're off it for about 15 seconds there.
Ryze and Tryndamere, they're definitely going to be in it, and they're going to look good because it seems like they're actually throwing money at this 2.5D. I've never seen 2.5D look this good, and it's like alpha.
It's alpha. early footage. And Ty, this is actually kind of comes up in one of our listener mail questions, so we can just get into that right now.
Perfect. Let's do it. Who wrote in? Let's see right here. Sebastian wrote in. He said, "What's going on, guys? Long time listener, first time writer. Considering Riot is not known for having great graphics in their games, and fighting games put a huge emphasis on graphics, do you think Riot will go their similar route of not putting a huge emphasis on graphics for Project L, or do you think it will hurt their chances? Or if so, do you think it will hurt their chances of having a successful fighting game? Thanks for all that you do. Cheers, Sebastian."
I think the game
is going to hurt their chances.
The game already looks better than most games out there in the fighting game community. If you look at Street Fighter V, it looks like half the characters are made with clay in the dark. Tekken 7, like half of the characters' outfits clip through their bodies and their hair's floating around like spaghetti. King of Fighters, I mean, come the fuck on with that one.
That's true. This looks like way better.
Arxis is the only one with consistently good graphics, and I'd argue BB Tag looks pretty shit by comparison to this alpha footage.
Yeah, BB Tag is using those old sprites.
It's old assets, yeah. New asset.
720 sprites.
New asset Arxis looks great, but I would say this game is our best looking 2.5D game.
I would say so as well, and we've only seen it on a video, on a screen, on a screen, on a video.
Yeah, so it's hard to even trust that, but you saw the dynamic cameras working, like how Guilty Gear does it. It just looks, I think it looks very crisp.
Yeah, I think they have a good team working on it where it's like they know how to add weight to these moves because they've been dealing with these characters
for so long.
These characters
are so developed now.
They have so many to choose from. They have like this amazing roster and amazing lore,
which I would argue is one of the greatest parts about this game is the stable of characters that they have. I am so attached to so many of these characters for some reason, and I played League of Legends quite a bit for a while, but because the personalities, they're very fleshed out. The characters, just in their voices and everything, they just feel like a character. Everyone feels special.
Yeah, everyone feels like they are actually living in this world.
They do a wonderful job with all their characters. Some of them, I think, they go a little too stupid and try to be too silly. They do a lot of that, but when they nail a character, they really, really nail it.
Yeah, the whole world of Runeterra and shit is awesome, and the characters they have, the whole roster that is in League of Legends is amazing. I'm going to move to Danimals, who wrote in about the roster.
All right, let's get the listener mail out of the way, Ty, before they start FMKing us to death.
He says, "Hello, fighting boys. What do you think Riot is going to do with the roster for Project L? There are a lot of characters in League of Legends, and they definitely won't be able to please everyone with the roster unless they're about to do 15 DLC seasons and add the entire cast, which is, I guess, technically possible with Riot money." He says, "Thoughts? Oh, by the way, as a little side note, I figured out how to consistently do Dark Upper, and now my Whiff Punish game is much better. Hell yeah."
Oh, I'd be clapping for you if it didn't make crazy horrible noises into the mic, but I'm proud of you.
Thanks for
writing. I feel like I'm
watching
a child grow up.
Our baby boy
making his first Dark Uppers.
Okay, what do you think Riot's gonna do with the roster for Project L?
No chance we're getting every character. That's 145 characters.
Yeah, no way.
That is some Mugen type shit that we're gonna have Tom Hanks in here fighting a tractor by the end of it. But and so many characters don't translate. You gotta think of like characters just off the top of my head. Karthus. He puts M&Ms on the ground. What's that? Rumble. He shoots fire. That's really all he does.
Mm-hmm.
Shaco, he turns invisible and throws a knife. Shen.
Yeah, any sort of invisible character. Evelyn wouldn't do.
Evelyn, Shen, Taric, Vladimir, Vigar, Anivia. I can go on forever.
Oh, Anivia would be awful.
Yeah, just makes a wall and throws a snowball at you.
Plus she's a flying bird.
Yeah, there's a lot of characters that don't fit, but there are a lot of characters that are tailor-made for fighting games.
This could, some of these characters translate so well into, like, fighting game archetypes.
You gotta look at, the characters like Vi, like, that character is going to obviously be in this game. She punches and she picks up people and throws them down.
If they are doing archetypes in the way of like charge characters and stuff, she's going to be a charge character.
Yeah, absolutely.
She'll be your Balrog.
Oh,
I know, that just made you soaked your socks on that one.
Cream my jeans. Ty, do you have a wish list? We talked about wish lists.
We talked about wish lists. I have like a top five sort of swirling around
into.
In order. I can make it in order.
Make it in order. Okay, Ty, who's your fifth most important? This person doesn't have to get into the game, but you'd be happy if they did.
Leona.
Bringing down the sunshine on folks. That would be pretty cool. Yeah. I would like that. And she would make sense.
I think her like, you know, her sunlight thing where she bashes you with sunlight.
Yeah.
And you have sunlight on you. It'd be cool to be like, you could put sunlight on them, but if you get hit, then the sunlight goes off. But if you don't get hit, you get extra like damage or like a
stun.
Extra stun bar.
And even she throws that beam of light and travels to it. If it hits them,
yeah,
that translates very well too.
Yeah, it could be so cool.
My number five is a little man they call Udyr the Spirit Walker.
Udyr is your number five?
I know. He would be higher up there, but I have too many guys close to my heart.
I just want to say, for those who don't know, we actually played League of Legends a shitload back in the day.
A lot.
And Udyr was like Carter's boy.
He was one of my boys.
One of the boys,
for sure. Hundreds and hundreds of hours in that game.
Me too.
A Diamond ADC tie. So if anyone needs me to join their team... And you want to pay me back to money? I know you Riot people got money. I'll come play in the LCS.
Diamond ADC?
I'm a Diamond ADC, Pat.
That's great.
I know. But yeah, Udyr, he'd have stances, he'd have stuns, he could maybe be a grappler. He's a very cool character that you can kind of build a lot around him.
The one thing I don't think would translate well into fighting game is his weird Phoenix stance AoE stuff.
Where he just lights everything around him on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be a hard one to translate, but imagine the bear and the If they just made the Phoenix dance, like a, she shoots a fireball.
That'd be sweet. And the bear, when he gets a command grab?
Yeah. Like, slaps him in the face. It's awesome. Udyr rules.
Brr, that's the bear sound that he makes when he slaps him in the face.
That was perfect.
Thanks, man.
Number four. Number four.
Let's go number four. Zyra.
You want Poison Ivy in the game.
As a keep away character similar to Jacko.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. Summoning up little she planties. Could bring up
plant things, and they would, if you get close, they would attack. Oh. Or if.
And if you lose the round, you get to fire a spike at them.
Oh, yeah, yo. Dude, I forgot about her passive.
Fire a spike at them and kill them.
If you lose the round. There's a lot of characters that would be like that.
Yeah.
I have one on my list.
I would love for some insanity type stuff. Like, it did seem like they might have character gauges. I was looking at the UI really closely, and I wasn't too sure. But if they do have character gauges, it'd be cool if they threw in some of, like, the real nonsensical stuff. I think it could add some elements of fun.
Before I move on to your number four, I want to talk about character stuff with Darius. How would his bleed work in this game?
I feel
OP
like
as fuck.
I don't think it would actually like do it. Would maybe like do a slow like the burn health that they have in Mortal Kombat, where you get like gray health maybe. And then if it's built
sense.
Up and he hits a decimate his spin attack, it would multiply damage. Perhaps.
Fuck, Darius is sick, man.
Darius is, he's one of the characters I'm most excited for. He would probably be my number one if I didn't know he was already in the game.
Yeah, he's so good. Who's your number four?
Thresh, the Thresh God himself.
The Threshinator.
Yes. So you got hooks. You can give him the old scorpion, get over here.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine if the game was a tag game? I was thinking about that also, and like support
man.
Characters
Thresh
could
be
very
the
cool.
Sickest.
Yeah, call in Thresh and he throws you a lantern and pulls
Chains.
You back.
Oh, the lantern, dude.
Yeah, there's. Oh, I was thinking, like, what if this turns out to be like a crazy, crazy, like 3-on-3 game? But I know I'm getting ahead of myself there. So
you're getting ahead of yourself.
Let's move
number
to your
four,
number
Thresh.
Let's move to your number three.
Let's move to my number three. My number three. Get ready for this one because it's a good one. Jarvan 4.
Demacia.
Imagine screaming Demacia and then ruining, just creating a corner in the middle of the
that would
map.
Be cool if you just, if they get blocked in with you.
Right?
Like you give them the Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, you put them in the cube.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what would happen. You create a corner. It would be so good.
Man, and I love Jarvan. He would be very cool. You could have him spear people, do knockups that follow up.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could throw... He'd be like a Lychee Fei Ling from Blaze Blue, where you can throw your flag behind them.
Oh, yeah.
And then the flag would just be there, right? Because you have to dive into the flag in order to knock him up. So it would be like... It would be like you can just have the flag on the stage and they'd have to worry about the flag being there and stuff. It'd be so cool.
It's really quite incredible how a lot of characters, you can just take their base moveset and see how it like almost directly translates into a fighting game mechanic.
Yeah, I'm just, again, really glad that Riot's actually doing this.
Yeah, when I was putting together kind of my wish list and who I thought would be in the game for sure, who I thought wouldn't be in the game, I just kept seeing myself be like, oh, well, actually, if you did this, this character could do that. And it was like, there's infinite possibilities here.
So many. All right, Carter, next one, do it.
Oh, Komi King. Ty. Tom Kench, the River King himself.
Tom Kench, the River King. Is he your grappler?
He's my grappler.
Trying to make him into a grappler?
He's a grappler, 100%. So, for those of you who don't know, this guy is a giant catfish in a tuxedo.
Yes.
And he speaks with a New Orleans accent.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy rules, and he's pretty much the best. And he eats people and spits them out and tongue lashes them. He's like a lick-a-tongue that eats people. It's the best. And
yeah.
So I would love to have a grappler who, chews people up, just chomps on them,
like,
throws them around. It'd be so cool.
It'd be like if Kiyoshiro summoned Tom Kench instead of a giant frog.
Yeah, and it would be... Oh, could you imagine just having a Kiyoshiro kind of command grab as well as if it was a team game, having the ability for like your teammate to jump into his mouth and pull him back. Oof.
Man,
I want this game to be as good as it looks in my head.
It'd be so cool. I like the idea because Tom Kench can move faster through the rivers, right?
Yes, yeah.
I would like the idea that he, after using special moves, like leaves water on the ground so that he can get like higher move speed on the stage.
That'd be cool. A Hakan oil up. He just kind of gets like
he can kind of
slip and slide around into his grapples.
Oh my god, just like a Hakan oil up where you could like walk forward and focus stack and just slowly slide forward.
Yeah, chomping. Oof.
Yeah.
There's a lot of...
Man, that'd be really good.
Ty, this game's... We're making it too good.
You're right.
We're making it too good. Let's tone it down. What's going to happen is he's going to hit him with his tongue and he'll... That's it.
And then it won't even show like the stun hit or anything.
But he doesn't have a grab. He just...
Nope.
Just has a long-range tongue attack. Okay. Yeah, that sounds more feasible.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to number two.
Who you got?
This is where we're getting...
This is where it starts to get personal, doesn't it?
This is where the passive of this character, I think, would be incredible. Let's talk about Zed.
Ooh.
And the fact that Zed creating clones on the stage...
Oof, I didn't even think... I was a Zed god, too. Oh, I didn't even think about how good this
doing,
character would be.
You know, the stacks of whatever the fuck that bleed thing he has when he ulties.
Oh, and then he all closes in on him. Man, that could look so cool.
Just creating the clones, the shadow clones on stage, it would just be like, there's a character that does this too, and I can't believe I'm forgetting it.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know who Zed is, he's a ninja who creates a shadow clone, and his shadow clone mimics whatever special move he does. So if you were to throw a shuriken, the shadow clone throws a shadow shuriken. If you were to teleport, you teleport to the shadow. It opens up a lot of like, it's kind of like having a Sub-Zero clone at all times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
similar.
Just amazing bait plays, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that would have a lot of potential to be a very cool character. I'm sure there's a much better comparison than Sub-Zero. I just can't think of it right now.
Yeah, there's someone who, like, specifically...
There's someone who does this exact thing. And
yeah.
But whatever. But yeah, Zed sounds amazing. I think that's a...
Zed... I'd say Zed translates so well that I'm locking him in completely. He will be in the roster.
He's actually... I have a list right below my wish list called Obvious List. And it says, Vi Zed Yasuo.
Look at that.
Yeah. And Ty, this was kind of my boy.
Yeah, who's your number two?
Lee Sin, the Blind Monk.
Lee Sin, kind of your boy? I would say he is the number one boy.
Yeah, I was
all the time.
Yeah, I did play him a lot. It's just, he's so sink or swim that he would demoralize me some days. But the ability to, well, he's basically every Bruce Lee type character, flying kicks, all that good stuff. But he also has this ability in which he throws an orb, and if that orb hits your opponent, you can do a teleporting flying kick right into his face. And this allowed for Lee Sin to travel insane distances, set up insane plays. It was, this character was, he was the most stylish character you could ever put in a MOBA.
It was, Lee Sin is amazing. He would translate so well. Imagine his big ulti wall bouncing, like a Ryu kick.
Ooh, spinning dragon kick, and then you just get the, I didn't even think of it like a donkey kick. That would be sweet.
It would just be like that. And then you can, like, toss the ball up and kick him again.
Yeah, come flying in at him. Or hit him with the ball, then kick him, and then you can fly after the ball.
Like,
if they do
the
it
possibilities.
That way, this game, it could be so good, Ty.
We have to think smaller, though. This is Riot.
As soon as it was announced, I've just been, it's all I can think about. I go to play Tech, and I'm like, could you imagine, like, they put Lee Sin in this game? Like,
I'm excited to see who your number one was, because I thought Lee Sin would be your number one.
I think you'll understand it when you hear it.
Okay.
All right, Ty, I know who your number one is, but tell the people.
It's Sion.
Who would have thunk Ty's most played character is the giant monster man?
Yeah, the giant undead sort of put together machine man.
Machine monster man. This is Ty stepping out of his comfort zone. switching from a young whip girl to a true man's man character.
That's so true. It's so true. Sion would be amazing. Could you imagine his ulti where he just runs like a train having super armor?
Well, he'd be like Hugo.
Exactly like Hugo.
Yeah, I was thinking he'd be a very similar to Hugo, just more brutality. Where Hugo's kind of silly, Sion was silly, but now since his update, the way they made him look, he looks amazing. He's one of the best looking characters in the game.
So he has a problematic passive.
Yes.
That I think would be very annoying in a fighting game where he dies, but he comes back to life and his health drains very quickly unless you're attacking.
See, I was thinking that this wouldn't translate, but then they just released Terminator and he does this exact thing.
That's what I'm thinking.
He does this exact
thing. But the Terminator thing isn't like tournament legal, right?
No, but you could have it like final round. Like if it's 2-2 and it goes to fifth round, that could be a thing maybe you have to consider with Sion.
Yeah, I was thinking the workaway around it would be that in the match you had to land specific things that like then activated the ability to have that happen.
Oh, could you imagine if
that
like
he doesn't just have it all the time?
Someone celebrating in a tournament and then they didn't account for the Sion got his passive and he comes up and just starts while this person's standing
just
up
wailing
holding
on
their fight stick over their head, just starts bashing them in the face. Oh, that would be good.
I'm excited for that. What? Who is your number one? I want to hear.
Welcome to the League of Draven, Tyros.
Of course it's Draven.
It's Draven, the glorious executioner. Now, this guy is the most cocky son of a bitch in any game ever. All he does is talk about his own name.
I want to hear you describe how you think he'd play, because he is high skill ceiling level.
Yeah.
High ceiling skill level.
So this was my most played character. I played Draven till the cows came home and ranked.
That is true, yes.
And I think he could translate quite well if you had his axe is a startup. So you could have it be like you have to do a quarter circle forward and you throw it. Then it works as like a Rekka. So
that's better.
So the way it kind of works with Draven in League of Legends is he throws an axe, it hits the opponent, and then the axe bounces into the sky, and Draven can catch it and throw it again for more damage. And if you keep juggling
it. Yeah, reduce cooldown, more damage.
Yeah, and the axe flies in different directions each time. So you have to run and catch it and throw it. And I think this could work as, he throws it as a Rekka, it bounces up, it could drop shallow, it could drop deep, it could drop mid-screen. And you just adjust. If you catch it, you can do it again. And it will increase the damage this time around.
I like that.
Yeah, and then his other move is he has a speed boost. So that's you could just use it to run away. It could be his just an escape mechanism.
Or you'd have to speed boost in order to catch
axe
or something.
Yeah, to catch your axe. And then his ultimate, he just throws one gigantic axe. And it goes across the screen, and then it comes back.
And then it comes back.
And you can decide when it comes back. So you could send it out, throw his ult, goes out, you're having your match still. 15 seconds later, the axe comes back.
It comes back? Could you imagine?
That would be so sweet. I always loved that. Was my favorite part about playing Draven. It's just throwing an axe randomly across the screen and then just trying to position
it. It goes all
myself.
The way across and then comes back as you're like sprinting across the map trying
no
to make it
do like
a curve.
No one knows what I'm doing and I'm just running, running through two towers ready for this.
Yep.
So I think Draven has a lot of potential, and I would love to see him. They already put his brother Darius in.
Mm-hmm,
and they're very, like, fan favorite. Their lore is so fan-friendly, and people love these characters. I would love to see Draven just kind of put in there, and imagine if there was a tag element, Draven and Darius on a team.
Ooh, the brothers, dang.
Yeah. So that's where my head's at. So, Ty, this game, as you can see, we're both excited.
Yeah.
it's
Are we?
Oh, there's so much potential to this game. The early alpha footage is good. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot to look forward to, but I am so scared about how high our hopes are going to get. Because they said that they're going to go dark on this. They're not going to be talking about it much.
And yeah.
Like, that only serves to get me more jazzed up.
And this game is still 2 years out, right? They said they only recently just really started hunkering down on it.
Yeah.
So I'd guess probably still 2 years out.
So I just want to make it heard that we don't want simple notation, easy execution shit. I feel like that needs to be nipped in the bud so fast, and I just want to... I want to keep repeating that, basically.
Yeah. So we've been super high on this, but I think it goes to show that you can really have like this amazing potential, but you got to execute it. It's got to be good.
Yeah, you cannot get your hopes up over a fighting game. I've learned time and time and time again that you think it's going to be the savior, but you got to reserve your opinions till release. And that's what I'm going to try to do with this, but I think we've already ballooned this into something that's too big to ever achieve.
No, exactly, yeah. What we have in our heads, there's no way it'll happen.
But imagine they pull this all off, Ty. Imagine Riot becomes the savior of the fighting game community. And everyone complains because it's not grassroots enough anymore.
Yeah, that's the one thing for all the folks who want their very grassroots community, sort of like family kind of thing.
Yeah, that's Riot's going to
come in and they're going to come in and they're going to just put a theme park where your hometown used to be.
And boy, are the screens going to be big.
You lose. All right, Cardi, let's move on to our last bout of listener mail. This is where you guys wrote into listenermailcc@gmail.com.
It's
you
too send hot. In your questions. I'm taking off my pants.
Comments. Taking off your pants.
Yep. I'm going to sit here in my undie bundies because this listener mail is getting me too warm.
That's great.
Okay. Back to it.
Okay. Let's dive into listener mail. Komodo wrote in. He says, hey guys, Komodo from the Discord. He's got some good feedback for us. Figured I would drop some feedback for the podcast as requested. He's been listening for a few months now. He's been actively rewatching older episodes as new episodes come out.
Hey.
So what a true homie.
That's nice to hear. You know?
He basically wrote a novel. So what I'm going to do is take bits from his thingy.
Yeah, give me the spark notes.
Mm-hmm. He really wants us to sort of equally talk about each game, especially he says he was watching something like our Evo recap episode. He loves the interesting dialogues around some games and then some games where we were just like, don't really know much about this.
Yeah, I feel like that's such an unfortunate circumstance of the saturation of games currently and games within tournaments that it becomes... You can't watch it all, and eventually some things are going to become unimportant because you just you can't watch it all. It's impossible. And I know it's hard to put games as kind of backseat, but it's I would feel even worse not even mentioning it. It's hard to kind of...
That's true. It's hard to balance that out. I think as long as we're still sort of keeping them in the conversation.
Yeah.
That's good.
But we obviously should try to give a little more spotlight to those lesser known guys. But you know, I'm trying to squeeze this shit into an hour.
That's one of his suggestions. He says it'd be nice if you took lesser known communities around the FGC and gave them some more love. He specifically shouts out JoJo Heritage for the Future.
Well, we just talked about a very small known company known as Riot all day. So
that's so true.
So there's that. We're trying.
Hey, we used to do this. We did this with Punch Planet, and we talked about Punch Planet for about a month.
Yeah.
And we didn't do a first to five because, you know, one day we'll do...
My computer broke, and now I have a sweet computer, and I only play World Warcraft.
One day we'll do like a Samurai Showdown and Punch Planet first to five back to back.
Yeah.
And we'll make a spectacle of it.
We really, yeah, it will be... We'll do it for money. Just big pools of money. I'll bet you hundreds.
Awesome. He also suggests a section, which I kind of like, It'd be really good in video form, though, called Blow Up of the Week, where you showcase a video of a match where you just sort of explain some aspects of why it's impressive or why someone would get mad over something, like, et cetera, et cetera.
That, yeah, that could be a lot of fun, actually. I do love shit-talking. Blow Up of the Week.
Yeah, of course. He also says a third reoccurring guest and host would be a great idea, especially if they have knowledge of the goofy side, he says, of fighting game stuff like Kappa, FGC, YouTubers, Twitch streamers, etc.
Is this guy trying to say I'm not on Kappa like 9 to 12 hours a day? I'm one of like the most premier shit posters on there. You just,
God, what a garbage subreddit.
You just don't know me by that name quite yet. I can't wait to slip up. My Kappa posts are just smeared all over the internet. Me talking about how stupid or how ugly someone is.
Oh man, they're such garbage. You included.
Yeah, I know, Kappa boy.
I'm just kidding.
You're not wrong.
Just kidding, but not really. I think the best aspects of a podcast is the personality. Okay, this is where he just loves us. You know, he says you're the fucking best. He says, God, you're both so
tall,
handsome
and strong.
I can't believe how strong you all are. But then he also says, you know, maybe make it a video podcast with webcams.
We could do that. But our production value is so petite. We need to figure out how to do this stuff. And this is just, it's a big learning process. But I think we're nearing the point of legitimacy with our webcams and our setups that, like, Ty, we're almost there. We can see the end of the tunnel, the light. We're beginning to see. It's been dark for so long.
It's been dark for so long. I've done my waiting.
Yes.
I was going to say Harry Potter shit,
but do it.
I'm not going to.
Finish it.
12 years of it?
You're a wizard, Harry.
In Azkaban? 12 years?
You're a wizard.
I'll see her after I'm done this. Okay, let's move on to Cherm Slurm. He says, this one's tough. Dear CNC, why? Love Cherm Slurm.
Listen here, you fucking punk. Don't bring that shit up on my show. I'm not Socrates. I ain't looking for the meaning of life out here.
This is some philosophical ass shit.
I'm just trying to blast out RDCs and drink down chocolate milk. Okay?
Okay.
You hear me, Cherm Slurm? Chocolate milk!
Thank you, everyone, for writing in to listenermailcc@gmail.com. If you also like chocolate milk and you want to scream it from the rooftops, you can do that by sending in your questions, comments, concerns about chocolate milk and everything you like about it. Carter? Let's talk about the Tekken God Prime Challenge that we've been neglecting.
Ty, this has been a hard one because, frankly, we're not very good at this game.
That's so true.
And the progress to becoming better is like long, long sessions where you start to see the cracks in your game and you can start to patch them up. That's where I feel I'm at with this game. And my ability to do long sessions right now, where I don't lose my fucking mind.
Yeah, it is tough on
they're
on,
getting
online
smaller
Tekken.
And smaller. Those windows of time, they're they're slowly decreasing because I lose my mind more frequently. And so playing King has become something of a chore. So I still play him time to time to beat my friends when I've been losing after a while. But as I was saying earlier, I'm being drawn to these misfit weirdo characters. And my Lei Wulong he's begun to blossom.
Wow.
Yeah, he just had his quinceañera. And he's becoming an adult now, and I'm beginning to see the potential.
So your Lei Wulong just had his quinceañera, and my Noctis just had his bar mitzvah.
Are you serious right now?
I'm not serious. Okay. No,
oh,
no way.
Oh, God. I almost blew a gasket. Holy shit.
I could hear it. I could hear it. Yeah, that was amazing.
Okay.
I fucking got him. Got him, everyone. Did you hear that? Got him.
Oof. Ty, that was almost the end of the podcast.
You know, I'm playing Eddie, but honestly.
I get it, man. I get it. Eddie fucking stupid.
Yeah. What were they thinking creating Eddie? That's my what were they thinking.
What were they thinking creating Eddie?
What were they thinking?
What were you doing even suggesting that this character was for you, Ty?
Yeah, what was I thinking?
This is on you. This is all on you. This whole mess of Tekken God Prime, despite it, you know.
I mean, I'm definitely going to come back hard.
Yeah,
we need to create a buy, though. We need
some sort of
character switcheroo.
Honestly, if anyone has any opinions on how we can spice this up a little bit, because we need to do it, because it's hard. You don't see people at the top level playing characters, one character constantly online, because it's just too soul-crushing.
It truly is.
So, yeah, give us a reach out a branch, you know, let us
a
grab on it.
Yeah.
Give us an olive branch.
Some sort of olive branch. Do you have a what were they thinking other than Eddie this week?
Yes, I do. Ty,
you tell.
This week, I want to say what were you thinking to Harada?
What?
He compared smashers to terrorists, Ty. And I know a lot of people are going to have a problem with this. And I agree 100%. Smashers have done so much more damage to this world than any terrorist organization. So, Harada, what were you thinking?
Harada, wait. I gotta hit up Twitter. I gotta hit up Twitter and see this. Did he do it on Twitter? Of course he did.
He did on Twitter, yes.
Of course he did.
But yeah, no terrorist organization deserves to be compared to Smashers. I mean, it's 2019. It's almost 2020. Guilty Gear's nearly out. Come on.
Harada, what were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
The intro music is done by the incomparable... Oh, shit, hold on. I've missed a line here. I usually say something before
the whole thing, you know? We're kind of shaking the rust off. This is the first two-man show we've done that has a crash. Oh, it's going to happen now.
Don't you fucking jinx it.
I'm so scared. Do it quick.
Hormone Stretch, thank you for listening to Coffee and Combos. We'll be back next week for more juicy fighting game news. The intro music is done by the incomparable at AM Aeroplane on Twitter. You can find us on Twitter at Coffee and Combos. You can follow me at Tyros CC. Carter, where can they find you?
At Car... T-Combos.
Nice. And our website is coffeeandcombos.com. If you have any feedback for the show, send it to listenermailcc@gmail.com. You know where to find us, and we will see you next week.
You win. Perfect.